So last week we got a dovish Fed minutes communication and a dovish sounding Fed chair and overall solid economic data out of the US. And of course, this continued to push that long stocks bearish US dollar trade on the everything is perfect for investors Goldilocks theme. But last week we also got another US inflation read, this time from producer prices. And while the market is generally more focused on what happens with consumer prices, the fact is inflation is going to be one of the most important, if not the most important indicator to watch going forward. This is because any meaningful uptick in inflation is going to put a lot more pressure on the Fed to be needing to be thinking about adjusting policy and tightening things up, as much as they don't want to be making any moves for the foreseeable future because of the risk to the economic recovery. But a rapid rise in inflation is a risk the Fed doesn't even want to consider. But if this risk becomes real, it really won't have a choice to dismiss it and will need to consider the greater damage to the economy if it doesn't react to a jump in inflation. And last Friday, with producer prices doubling forecasts, it may have been the type of thing that will at least start to turn some heads and make things a little more unsettling for financial markets in the days ahead, especially with stocks so extended already at fresh record highs. Looking ahead, key standouts on today's calendar feature Eurozone retail sales, US consumer inflation expectations, and the US monthly budget statement. That's all for now.